It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, more news today as we continue along the show on Friday. White House taking more nutty environmental actions. Well, when they do these things, there's only one man we can turn to. One man who can save us, fight the Marxists, and defend America's energy independence. Of course, I'm talking about Daniel Turner, Power the Future, powerthefuture.com. What's up, my man? Happy Friday.
Rich, happy Friday to you. It's great to be on your program.
Where do we want to begin? First of all, I heard Karine Jean-Pierre earlier this afternoon announced that they're setting aside more land, more water, government seizing more private property, I'm guessing. What's going on here?
Yeah, no, this is the last hurrah of the Biden administration. I don't know if they see the writing on the wall, if they think, look, we're toast in November, so let's just get everything we can in the green agenda now. I don't know if this is an olive branch to those green groups to say, look at all the things we're going to do. Maybe you'll start opening up your checkbook and writing us more checks or getting your door knockers. You know, if these were all huge priorities, all this land grab, and we saw enormous land grabs in Alaska yesterday, and this morning they announced more. If all this was so important, why did they wait till now? Right? Like, why, if there's something super urgent in your administration, you wait three and a half years to roll it out. This is all part of the election. And it's really frustrating that is how, and this is both sides, but this is how our American presidents treat the government. And this is how they treat their responsibility. You do enough to keep everyone satiated. And then when you want to get reelected, you roll out all of these ridiculous proposals to try to appease your base and your donors. But it's really not about the issues. It's not about the policy positions. It's not even about the land or the water. It's just about pure politics. And God almighty, I think the American people are just so sick and tired of politics.
So, Daniel Turner, give us an idea of what they did in Alaska yesterday. You know, it's funny, we don't talk about it much because we're in Pennsylvania, but obviously Alaska is an oil-rich state. Pennsylvania is a natural gas-rich state, and they're coming for Pennsylvania. This seems to be a pattern. And, you know, people that work in the energy sector are noticing this. So what do they do in Alaska?
Well, two things that are really troubling. One is at the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is an area of Alaska that's several million acres of land where they have an enormous amount of oil. It is up in the Arctic. They took about 13 million acres offline, said, nope, you can no longer drill for oil in this area. The whole reason why this area was set aside is because it's oil rich and because it's not inhabited, right? And they love to talk about how this is to respect native communities. There are no native communities there. I've been there. Of course, there are some you know, 50, 60 miles from where they're going to drill. But that's like all of America, right? It's not like they're knocking down someone's house or toppling their igloo to drill for oil, right? But so they're just absolutely conquering a huge piece of oil-rich land and taking it offline against the wishes of Alaskans, by the way. That's one thing. Secondly, there's a really important road that they've been trying to construct in Alaska, which is about 200 miles long. And of the 200 miles, 13 miles crosses federal land. And the federal government refuses to let them cross the land. They, nope, you just can't do it. And so we can't get into any access for mining projects, for timber projects, for oil and gas projects, but also first responders, right? Also just the people who do live in that area who, you know, it's quaint to say, I'll take a snowmobile to school, but maybe they don't want to take a snowmobile to school. Maybe they would like to have a car. Maybe they'd like to get an ambulance, you know, if their wife goes into labor. And so the fact that they're not able to build this road because the government refuses to allow 13 miles of a two-lane highway to be built is just, it's the pure stupidity. And again, it's this big government, Alaskans, we know what's better for you. We're Washington, D.C. I don't think there's a person who made this decision who could point to a map and show me exactly where this road is, where the strategic oil reserves are. I've been to both locations. I know exactly where they are. But, you know, government knows better. D.C. knows better, and you all just need to shut up and wear your mask.
And Daniel Turner, talk to me about electric vehicles. I've seen a lot of stories lately that they're actually even worse for the environment than gas-powered vehicles. Not that gas-powered vehicles are bad for the environment, but you know what I'm saying. They've been writing more stories about that. I also saw recently, as everybody's getting ready for their lawns to look beautiful for spring and summer, that they want to ban gas-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers. That's the next nutty thing the left has in store for us.
Yeah, you know, and this is all just part of the ongoing war on fossil fuels. If you can, on the back end, eliminate all of the products that use fossil fuels, well, then you can say, hey, look, people are buying electric leaf blowers in record numbers. Well, because you've outlawed the alternative. EVs have always been presented as this solution, right? Gas-powered cars are bad. EVs are a solution. But they're not a solution. One, they're not a solution because there's no problem. And secondly, they introduce a whole new host of challenges and obstacles in the same way the combustion engine car does. I'm not going to pretend the combustion engine is perfect by any means, but, you know, we don't live in a perfect world. Right. But one of the things they're discovering with EVs is that they are so darn heavy that they are actually compressing tires, and they put so much friction on tires that they introduce microplastic, micro rubber particles into the atmosphere, and they're causing a different type of plastic pollution. Huh? Who knew? Right? I mean, we didn't know. I mean, that we're discovering these products as we start to use them. That should have people concerned. It shouldn't have you in panic mode any more than, you know, people saying that your cars are something to be afraid of. But it's something that needs to be considered, right? We know the amount of fossil fuels they use on the front end to make them. And I always use this analogy, and it's kind of dumb, but I use it all the time anyway. Because
I use a lot of dumb analogies. Don't worry. It's okay.
Thank you. And I use it for leftist audiences because they're kind of dumb. But I tell them, you know, if I give you a steak, like a beautiful piece of meat and steak, and say, you know, the steak has literally no emissions. I mean, look at it. It is not emitting anything. It is totally clean and green. You would look at me and say, well, that's stupid. I mean, the cow had all the emissions. Aha. It's the same thing with the EV. The EV has no emissions, but on the front end, there are tons of them. If you want to play the emissions game, on the front end, there are tons of emissions, so much so that there would be fewer emissions if you just created a regular car. And that's exactly what EVs are. They're steaks.
I love it.
Except they don't taste as good.
No, they don't taste nearly as good. And now I'm craving a nice steak on a Friday night. Daniel Turner on Twitter, which is at Daniel Turner PTF. I saw that you tweeted out about gas prices. And so I've got to ask you, with everything that's going on in the Middle East right now, Israel just launched a strike against Iran. This could be escalating because nobody's afraid that Joe Biden's going to do anything about it. What happens next in all of this, you think, in terms of the price of petroleum, and how does Russia take advantage of this? How does China take advantage of this?
Well, I will say I was glad to be wrong, because I thought Saturday night when I watched the first attack on Israel, I thought we would wake up Monday to oil at $100 a barrel. I was surprised and happy it didn't. Actually, oil's down a couple bucks. And that's good, because I don't want more pain for the American people. But there hasn't really been a retaliation. I know Israel did something last night. They retaliated to some northern city in Iran. The big dogs, I think, have yet to be unleashed. So you add that into going into the summer months, when we use more gas anyway, because everyone is on road trips and people are driving more in the summer. It's a recipe for disaster. Again, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I will be. The Russia question is very interesting. Russia is going gangbusters with their oil industry because they're just selling it directly to China. And China is thrilled. You know, we have a Russian oil embargo. All the Western nations agreed no one is going to buy oil from Russia. And China just gives us the finger, as it always does. China is like, well, we're not paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. So now Russia has a perfect customer in communist China, and they're buying oil at a premium, and they're mutually beneficial relationship. So maybe we feel good about the fact that we have an embargo on Russian oil, but in reality, Russia is getting stronger and richer because of that embargo, and that's getting the exact opposite result that we wanted.
And Daniel, I got to also ask you, you know, the impact of this in terms of the election, because there was a story in the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago. It was all these guys outside of Pittsburgh. You know, they all work in the natural gas industry. One guy voted for Biden in 2020, and he was quoted as saying, "I will never vote for a Democrat ever again." I have to think these workers are waking up to the fact that the Democrats are coming for their jobs. And you know what? For a lot of these guys, when they hear the Democrats tell them, "Well, you can lay broadband cable," and they're like, "I don't want to lay broadband cable. I like what I do for a living. I chose this for a reason. And who the hell are you to tell me what I have to do for the rest of my life?" I got to think that's going to have a big impact in places like Pennsylvania. I got to think that the war on EVs is going to have a big impact in Michigan. Trump wins those two states. It's the game. Ball game's over.
Yeah. And I wish, you know, I'm glad this guy has seen the light, but I'm also kind of deeply concerned that he didn't see the light in 2020.
Yeah.
Biden made it very clear, "I am ending fossil fuels." And here's a natural gas worker who's like, "Well, you know, I still think he's better than the alternative."
Well, he didn't like his tweets. He didn't like the mean tweets, Daniel.
Yeah, and that's a little bit of the problem of our electorate. It's why we are supposed to be a republic and not a democracy. And it's why the left does everything possible to make us more of a quote-unquote democracy, because they like mob rule and they like to get angry voters out there. And look at the abortion issue, right? The Democrats will talk nonstop to get angry white liberal suburban women, or not even liberal, angry white suburban women to get out there and vote on this one issue, even though they know it's not the truth. They know there's no national abortion ban in the works, but they're going to scare the crap out of women into thinking so, just so that they'll vote the right way, right? So it's very frustrating that we have an electorate who's not well informed and who doesn't vote for their issues, right? If you work in oil and gas, or your family members do, or your parents or kids do, there's a very obvious choice here. And Bobby Casey is going to run for re-election in the Senate and tell everyone, "I fight for Pennsylvania jobs and I stand up for the values of," but that's all a load of crap, right? Bob Casey has rubber stamped everything the Biden administration has done in these last 3.5 years, and he will do it again if he's given another term. So I would think if you work in oil or gas or coal or fracking or pipelines, or you're a trucker, or you're in farming, or you just are a patriot, I would think your choice is pretty darn clear.
Well said, my friend. Well, go enjoy your Friday, and we'll talk to you again soon. Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, powerthefuture.com. What's that?
Always a great time, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. First bourbon's on me when you're back in Philly.
Amen.
And as we continue along the show here, I want to let you know about the exciting times we're going to have at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm really excited about it. We're going to be there live in Cape May on Friday, May 3rd. So don't miss it. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com is where you want to be. And they have some amazing packages right now going on for June. And we'll be there live June 21st. Here's how this works. The longer you stay midweek, the more you get in terms of reward points. And you can use them for food and beverages purchases at Hemingway's restaurant, for the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, take your family on a whale watching cruise while we still have whales and dolphins before the windmill people kill them all. You'll have a great time. And the Grand is beautiful. It's oceanfront, gorgeous views, wonderful people, great food and drinks, and a huge outdoor heated pool, and a huge indoor heated pool in case there's a chance of rain. So much to do in Cape May. I love the town. You know, it's my favorite beach town for a reason. Number one, first of all, it's got great shopping, great restaurants. There's wineries. There's a brewery. It's everything you want, and it's 5 minutes away from the boardwalk in Wildwood, but you feel like you're a million miles away in Cape May. And the Grand Hotel is just the perfect place to stay. So always make your reservation direct by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And also what you want to do is book an event there. Oh, I'm talking weddings, baby showers, bridal showers, the things that can make your dreams come true. Just call my friend Caitlin and she will make it happen for you. With four ballrooms, they have the space you need to make lifetime memories. So reach out to them today, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and I'll see you there 2 weeks from today, Friday, May 3rd, for our first live show of the year, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right. Thanks for being here on a Friday. Appreciate it very, very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you for a full week on a Friday. No, really, it is. No, I'm serious. It is. What? Oh, come on. You don't believe me? I love it. Please. I love it. It's a lot of fun. 2 weeks from today, we're going to be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So there we go. So I'm excited for that, and I hope that you will be there. I hope that you will join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Nicole Wallace cut away. Did you see this? Nicole Wallace cut away MSNBC from Trump speaking outside the courthouse. And, you know, my buddy Matt Rooney put it out there. He said, you know, this is the news saying we're not going to listen to him live. We try not to do that on this show. So this is a news show saying we're not going to take the news of a former president speaking outside the courthouse. It's unprecedented in American history that we have a former president about to go on trial. Monday starts the trial. But MSNBC says, we can't be bothered with this. Listen to this nonsense. Listen to this.
Detect us from being around. We're going to monitor this to see if he attacks jurors. We're going to monitor this for news. We're not going to listen to him live. We try not to do that on this show, but we are monitoring that. We promise you won't miss anything if it's news. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just in terms of his behavior, and I've now sat through both the criminal trial of the Trump Organization.
Detect us from being around. We're going to monitor this.
See, we're just, and then they just cut out. They cut away. They want nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Now, with all these lunatic protesters out there who are chanting death to America, death to America, and NYPD is KKK, do you think the White House is going to condemn that? Well, Peter Ducey asked the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, today, will the White House condemn this? Will the White House condemn what's going on here? Take a listen to this. Here we go.
And just to follow up on the protests, I get you don't want to go into specifics, but what does the president think about young people in America saying things like, we are all Hamas and long live Hamas?
Okay. I will say, look, this is a president that has been, since he's been in office, and the reason why he ran has been very clear about what he witnessed in Charlottesville. Let's not forget what we saw, the anti-Semitism, the bigotry, the hate that we saw in the street of Charlottesville, which, as I just stated, was one of the reasons that he decided to run. And no president has taken more action to combat anti-Semitism than this president. And so, in our national strategy, we made clear that when Jews are targeted because of their beliefs, because of their identity, or when Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism. And that is completely, completely unacceptable.
Now, how is that going to play with the whack jobs in Michigan and Minnesota? How's that going to play? That's the question that I have. How's that going to play? You think it's going to play well with the whack jobs in Michigan and Minnesota? Probably not, right? Not so much. All these people who are protesting. Do you know, I heard the most, what I heard today from ABC's Terry Moran about the guy who lit himself on fire outside the Trump trial. Look, you gotta have a serious freaking screw loose to do something like this. I think we can all understand that. To think that this is about the gravitational pull of the Trump melodrama. Unfortunately, this is a sad story of a man who's mentally ill. I don't think you're allowed to say mental illness in this country anymore, though. I think it's some sort of it's like not acceptable or something. But this is the dumbest thing. This is the dumbest take I've heard yet on this. Listen to this.
Let me just ask. It seems then that the gravitational pull of the Trump melodrama that has gripped the nation since he came down the escalator has now, it appears, resulted in someone coming to that spot where protesters have gathered and lit himself on fire.
Well, we'll have to see exactly what, it ends up being. I think we all have been in scenarios where something happens, information unfolds later, and it's not exactly what we thought at first. But certainly there appears to have been some sort of demonstration potentially just outside of the courthouse. If it's unrelated, potentially they're bringing out a stretcher now.
It's the gravitational pull of this case, the gravitational pull. It's a crazy person. I mean, it's a crazy person, and that's what happened there. And thank God. I mean, the response by the NYPD, to think that the first responders go in there and save this guy while they're being chanted that they're being called the KKK by these lunatics on the left. Just think about that. Oh, following up on what Daniel Turner said, do you hear this clip from Biden? This is what Biden said about climate change. I should have actually played this for Turner. But anyway, this is good. Take a listen to this and tell me if you agree with Biden's take on this.
I said when you guys endorsed me, when I think of climate, I think of unions. I think of jobs, improved power grids, new offshore wind turbines put up by the IBEW workers. A national network of 500,000 electric vehicle stations are going to be built by IBEW workers. And let's hear it for Davis-Bacon requirements.
So what? This is another bribe then. He's admitting this. The Green New Deal, the green jobs, this is another bribe to try to get votes. But people aren't going to see. And I think Daniel Turner answered that question very, very well. Biden said people are doing better today. He could go on, but do you think people are doing better today? Do you find that? Is that something?
People are doing better. I could go on, but I'm not going to. I'm going to resist the temptation. Because, boy, I'm tempted these days.
Why don't you go on? If people are doing so much better, then why don't you go on? Huh? Why don't you go? If people are doing so much better, why don't you go on? And, you know, instead of importing foreign products, he's importing... Listen to this. This is great.
Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Got that? Let's one more time. One more time.
Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
Okay, very good. We need those further products. We need those further products. I know as soon as I get home tonight on a Friday night, I'm getting some of those further products. One more time, Mr. President.
Well, instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
Thank you, because that's what we need. The export of further products. And bring them to somebody's house if they invite you over for dinner this weekend. I'm just saying. Here's a little bit of Biden alternating between slurring and yelling. The slurring and yelling as he spoke to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
What's it take to be an electrician? Is that what you just said? You get a little bit of training. 4 to 5 years of training to become an electrician. You're the best in the world. That's why it's a real thing. No, I really mean it. I mean it. You're the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. I mean it. I'm just going to start yelling at you. I mean it. You're the best in the world. Just start yelling. Just completely yelling. Newt Gingrich had an excellent point about Mike Johnson. He said, you got to stop every day going to work and basically getting shot in the head. Mike Johnson coming out and saying that pushing foreign aid, this foreign aid bill is exactly what he's supposed to be doing. And this is what I mean about how the swamp winds up taking these people. And it's like that movie with Richard Dreyfuss, you know, where all of a sudden they just start Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Maybe that was a different movie, but it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You're a conservative member of Congress, and then you become Speaker, and then they seize you. They seize you, and they take over. They take over your body. That's what happens. Listen to what Johnson said today.
A process to break the bills into 4 separate measures for consideration, and that is what we will have tomorrow. Everyone can vote their will and their constituents' desires on the Israel aid, the Ukrainian aid, the Indo-Pacific, and then our 4th national security package that has all of our innovations in it. Because we did this process, we got a better outcome here. We have a lot of innovations that the Senate did not consider. We include the Repo Act, which, as you know, is the use of corrupt Russian oligarchs' assets to help fund the resistance in Ukraine. We introduced the loan concept for the governmental assistance part. It'll be provided in a loan instead of a gift. We also included some really important sanctions on Russia and China and Iran, which I believe is the new axis of evil, and many of us do, and they are the ones who are the aggressors in this situation. The reality here is that if the House did not do this better policy and process, allowing for amendments on the floor in the process tomorrow, we would have had to eat the Senate supplemental bill, and that is because we were very close, given the timeline in both Israel and Ukraine, to a discharge petition being brought. And a discharge petition, in layman's terms, is that when a number of members or a majority of members get together, they can override the speaker and bring something straight to the floor. That would have happened imminently on the Senate supplemental. So by doing this, even though it's not the perfect legislation, it's not the legislation that we would write if Republicans were in charge of both the House, the Senate, and the White House, this is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience and their desire. And that is exactly how this process is supposed to work and how the House is supposed to operate. So we're happy to provide that. And we'll give you more comment tomorrow.
Thank you.
The advice that Gingrich gave him was, listen, you can't govern by shooting yourself in the head every day. And I think the meaning of that is you need to put the priorities of what the Republicans and the conservatives want ahead of time. Gingrich also said the efforts to remove him are stupid. But he said, essentially now to Politico, you got to put the priorities of your members first. I mean, that's what Gingrich did. When Gingrich was Speaker and they had the contract with America, they pushed for that. They sidelined the Bill Clinton White House. They were able to grind it to a halt, and they were brave about it. And then eventually Bill Clinton caught on. That's what Gingrich's advice is, and it's good advice. It's really good advice, actually, if you think about it. But you think they'll listen? Probably not. Probably not, and that's part of the problem here, is that you've got these guys in these positions of power who, when they become speaker, the swamp grabs them, takes them, and says, all right, now you do our bidding. Now you work for us. You work for us now. Now yous can't leave. Now yous can't leave. All right, now turning our attention to the lunatic state of California. And thanks for all the great tweets today. I love how Johnny Cook is still mad at me over the Biden cannibal thing. Come on, Johnny. Lighten up, buddy. It's all right. He's not really mad. Maybe he is. I don't care. Who cares? Johnny, just don't get eaten by any cannibals this weekend. All right, buddy? I'm just looking out for you. I'm trying to help. Trying to help. Let's turn our attention to the nutty state of California, shall we? Because California spent a whole lot of money on homelessness, and they actually made the problem worse. Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing how California can do that? Only California. This is from the Wall Street Journal. California's homeless folly. And the big government always causes more problems. An auditor finds that the state's 30 programs spent, ready? $24 billion, but failed to reduce homelessness. We've talked about this with Philadelphia, how much money they've spent. I mean, it's not that amount of money, and how a lot of that money was gone missing, and it's $24 billion and failed to reduce homelessness over the last 5 years. And what did it get for its money? More homelessness, according to a new state audit that should embarrass Sacramento and infuriate taxpayers. The legislature charged state auditor Grant Parks with reviewing the state's homeless spending as the numbers camping on the streets rise. Alas, his report this week concludes that the state lacks current information on the ongoing costs and outcomes of its homelessness programs. The state lacks current information on the ongoing costs and outcomes of its homelessness programs. How do you not have the information? I mean, that's the part of this that really amazes me. You don't even have the numbers. $24 billion, and they don't even have any numbers. It's like, you got to just think to yourself, the bureaucracy, and particularly in blue states, and the corruption and everything else, and the incompetence of these people. And this is amazing. Now, if Gavin Newsom runs for president, if they swap out Biden at the convention, or Biden's eaten by cannibals, and Gavin Newsom jumps in, we should probably ask him about this. No? The agency in charge has not consistently tracked and evaluated the state's efforts to prevent and end homelessness. California has been wasting billions of dollars to no good effect. There are about 182,000 people homeless at some point in 2023 in the state. That's up from 2013. It's up from 2019. So they said, to address the ongoing crisis, 9 state agencies have collectively spent billions of dollars in state funding over the past 5 years, administering at least 30 programs dedicated to preventing and ending homelessness. Yet he found that only 2 programs appear to be cost effective. Appear. And usually what it is converting existing buildings such as hotels into homeless housing at $144,000 a unit. Another program provided financial assistance to people who were deemed at risk of homelessness, which cost about $12,000 to $20,000 per household, and that was less expensive than the $30,000 to $50,000 a year that each homeless person cost taxpayers, including public safety and health care. But getting the mentally ill and drug-addicted homeless into treatment and jobs is surely the most cost-effective solution. But progressives oppose the tough love required of both. They prefer pushing more money into housing that doesn't address the dysfunction of homelessness. And that's why Governor Gavin Newsom has spent $6.4 billion for homelessness, a bond that voters barely approved last month, and it will never change a damn thing. $6.4 billion. Now, the Trump trial, and I want to spend a little more time on that before the show ends today. I just one story I saw today, it's this. Could a stealth juror derail Trump's trial? The media is now freaking out, believing that perhaps a Trump supporter was able to sneak in. Because you only need one. You only need one person to say he's not guilty. And this piece from The Independent basically says, jurors are supposed to be impartial. A number of prospective jurors were dismissed from the proceedings simply because they felt they could not be neutral while sitting in judgment of the former president. Steve Duffy from Trial Behavioral Consulting tells The Independent that stealth jurors fully have an opinion, but they are trying to get on the jury. He said, I have no doubts. There are jurors in the pool on both sides who really want to be on the jury. They have a very strong opinion, either for or against him, and they are deliberately not saying anything to try to get on. The way you figure out who these people are is with background research, which both sides are undoubtedly doing. And what they're thinking about right now is the idea that maybe one of the 12 could be there for one purpose, and that is that no matter what, they will find Donald Trump not guilty. You know what this is the setup for? I'll tell you what it is. They know that Trump, they know this trial's a joke. They know this is a joke. And so now they're already setting the stage for what happens when Trump is found not guilty or there's a mistrial. Because I think more likely, the likely scenario is there's going to be a mistrial. I think the likely scenario is that at some point, we are going to find out that there are hidden jurors on there, and they're anti-Trump jurors. And what will happen is when the trial concludes, they'll come out and they'll speak to the media, and Trump's going to have grounds for a mistrial. Plus, not only that, but whatever begins on Monday, the historic day we've never seen before in our nation's history of a president of the United States of America on trial, a former president and future president, on trial in an American courtroom for a criminal case. We've never seen this before. That it's only a matter of time until chaos breaks out in the courtroom. But this is the part that really scares the left. Trump only needs one supportive juror for mistrial. Well, Mr. Duffy says removing possible stealth jurors was a big focus for both the defense and the prosecution. It was particularly important for the prosecution as a unanimous verdict is needed to avoid a mistrial. All the Trump team needs is a single juror who refuses to convict. If you get one person who just says, I don't care, I will never vote to convict, then you're going to get a mistrial. So rooting out what I would call a stealth juror is certainly a huge priority for both sides, but particularly more so for the prosecution. Delay is often the defendant's best friend. The percentage of jurors who are outwardly pro-Trump is going to be very low, but he only needs one. He only needs one. And you know what? It's very possible that there is somebody on the trial, on the jury, I mean, who's not necessarily pro-Trump, but just isn't anti-Trump. And if the evidence is what we know the evidence is, which I've gone into great detail, and I'll talk more about this, is that Donald Trump did not do anything wrong on the federal level, and there's no case here, then all you need is just a rational person. But what will happen is a mistrial will be declared, then jurors will go on TV. They'll all want to be famous. They want to write books. And they'll go on and say that there was this one guy who was this total Trump supporter. And then we'll find out by virtue of that that these were anti-Trump people. And then not only will you have had a mistrial because you're going to get a unanimous jury verdict, but the odds of them trying the case again will never happen. I mean, knock on wood. But I'm telling you, it is remarkable what we're going to see on Monday. And how incredibly infuriating this is to our country. Don't forget, too, this administration still refusing to comment on the Israeli strike. They're not giving us any of the information. They don't want to say a word about anything. Donald Trump, I'm going to play you the comments of what he said outside the courthouse this morning. I played it earlier, but it's worth hearing again. This gag order against him. It's just outrageous that they would do this to an American president. It really is. It's outrageous that they would gag a former president of the United States who happens to be the Republican nominee, for all intents and purposes, the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America, that they would gag him in this manner and not allow him the ability to speak freely against a government that is, without question, persecuting him. Without question. And I'll go into some more detail with you about this, but I want you to remember something. All this is helping him. What Stephen A. Smith said earlier, and I played you the clip, about how all of these court cases against Trump are only helping Trump, he's exactly right, and particularly with the black community. Stephen A. Smith said it. He said, you know, the black community sees how they were targeted unfairly over the years, and they watch what's happening to Trump, and they think to themselves, you know what? I see something here. There's something to this. All right, more on that straight ahead as we continue with our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here in our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, thanks for being here today, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. What a day, what a week it's been, huh? I want to tell you the big story of the day today, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. I think that, you know, what you saw, that tragic situation outside the courthouse today. Look, you know, this trial that's going on in New York City, I have laid this out in great detail about just how antithetical this is to the United States Constitution. I want to make it very, very clear here. You know, this idea that on Monday the nation is going to watch a former president of the United States on trial for a crime that A, doesn't exist. B, if it was a crime, the district attorney has no jurisdiction to prosecute it. And C, the statute of limitations already expired. So we're going to sit there on Monday. We're going to go through our weekend and enjoy our lives and enjoy our family. And then on Monday, we're going to watch as a former president is in court, starting right now, for the first time ever, as the United States of America watches a former president be put on trial over a non-disclosure agreement. A non-disclosure agreement, something that happens every day in this country, that Alvin Bragg says is a violation of federal campaign finance law. And as I said to you, the voters have no right to know about allegations by individuals. None whatsoever. There's no constitutional right to know that. There's no requirement under Article 2 of the Constitution. The candidates have to make that clear. None whatsoever. And so the fact of the matter is that when you've got a situation where he's trying to allege that votes would have been changed if all this came out, if people knew about a non-disclosure agreement between Donald Trump, or I should say Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels on Trump's behalf, that somehow or another you would have lost votes. Votes would have been changed. First of all, Trump lost New York. That's number one. But number two, how do you know votes wouldn't have been gained? How do you know college dudes wouldn't have turned around and thought, I love this guy. This guy's great. But the fact of the matter is this, and this is the key point. Everybody watching this knows that this is a farce. Everybody watching this knows this is a farce. This is corruption at the very highest level. There's no requirement that non-disclosure agreements have to be on campaign forms if it has nothing to do with the campaign. There's absolutely no requirement under Article 2 that presidents have to disclose anything. And Alvin Bragg has no jurisdiction over federal election crimes. Here's Donald Trump today outside the courthouse. Take a listen.
So thank you very much. As you know, I've been saying for a long while, this is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House. They have White House DOJ people in the trial, in the DA's office, representing the DA because he's probably not smart enough to represent himself. This guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James, all of it. But New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business, that I can tell you. A lot of people are not going to be moving to New York. But this is a rigged case, and this is a case that was put in very strongly because of politics. So instead of being in Pennsylvania or Georgia or North Carolina or lots of other places today, I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long. This is going on for the week, and this will go on for another 4 or 5 weeks, and it's very unfair. And people know it's very unfair. The gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order, just to show you how much more unfair it is. And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict, the worst I've ever seen, and it has to end with the judge. The gag order has to come off. I should be allowed to speak. Every time I come out to speak to you, I want to be open because we did absolutely nothing wrong. I showed you yesterday 32 stories of experts, legal experts, and I don't have one the other way. 32 stories of legal experts saying very strongly there's no case, this is a case should have been brought. Trump did nothing wrong, and they say it strongly, Trump did nothing wrong. So they ought to get rid of the conflict with the judge, because that's something that he cannot do anything about. It's wrong. It's wrong. And the second thing is I have to be released of a gag order. They've taken away my constitutional rights to speak, and that includes speaking to you. I have a lot to say to you, and I'm not allowed to say it. And I'm the only one. Everyone else can say whatever they want about me. They can say anything they want. They can continue to make up lies and everything else. They lie. They're real scum. But you know what? I'm not allowed to speak. And I want to be able to speak to the press and everybody else about it. So why am I gagged about telling the truth? I'm only telling the truth. They're not telling the truth. The judge has to take off this gag order. It's very, very unfair that my constitutional rights have been taken away. Thank you very much.
And think about that. Think about that for a second. His constitutional rights have been taken away, and they have. There's no question about that. They absolutely have. But in addition to that, not only is he an individual who's being charged by the government, and you have a constitutional right to speak out against your government, he's also the Republican nominee for President of the United States, who has an obligation, and I would argue under our democracy, even though we're a republic, a requirement to go out there and tell the voters what's happening. And he can't do that. So they've sidelined Donald Trump in two different ways. They've sidelined Donald Trump in two different ways by keeping him in that courthouse so that he can't be on the playing field. And secondly, he can't even talk about it. And this is America, over a case that Alvin Bragg has no jurisdiction over if it's a federal case. B, there's no federal crime here. And C, the statute of limitations long expired. And then Monday, we will start to watch this. And I think that if you're one of those people that runs around all the time screaming about democracy and yelling your head off about Trump's a threat to democracy and blah, 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 and all the things that you do, how can you tell me with a straight face that this is okay? You know, the great point that was made yesterday, which is that if Joe Biden was on trial right now in Alabama, deep red Alabama, and wasn't allowed to talk about the case, Joe Scarborough's head would be exploding. All these lefty lunatics, their heads would be exploding right now. I told you, I signed a non-disclosure agreement with Trump. I got paid. I signed a non-disclosure agreement. Happens all the time. Mine was for the campaign, though, so my payment was a campaign expense. The Stormy Daniels payment was not a campaign expense. No, it's funny. Hush money. The idea of hush money. I don't particularly have a problem with it because, you know, I'm Italian from Jersey. So it's like, you know, I'll pay you some hush money. But my wife's in HR, in human resources. And she made a great point to me last night. She said, you know how many people have severance packages that as part of that, they agree to not say anything about the company to get the severance package? And so it occurred to me that with my contract, for example, you know, if I were to get fired, which is going to happen any day now, I can't bash my company. There's a period of time there. That's part of what I've agreed to. There's certain things I can't say. Are they paying me hush money? So, I mean, you know, this is beyond ridiculous. And to think that on Monday, this trial will begin and could last up to 2 months. And you know how it's going to end, right? It's going to end in a mistrial eventually or end overturned on appeal. It's a giant waste of time. It's a waste of everybody's time, but that's the point. That's the point. They want America to see Trump in a courtroom, and they want to keep Donald Trump off the playing field. But keep your chin up. This is going to help him. It's only going to help him. Mark my words. Trust me on this. All right, before I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. My friends at Natural Lawn of America want to give you that lush, thick, beautiful green grass that will be the envy of the neighborhood. All you got to do is give them a call at 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. And you can take advantage of Natural Lawn's free seeding program, where they will seed your lawn for free every year with their full service program. It is the safer, more organic way to take care of your lawn with fewer weeds, guaranteed. Safer for your family, safer for your pets, and it looks beautiful. Here's what I love about it, too. It's specific to your lawn. See, the Natural Lawn of America difference is that they look at your lawn. Like when the guy came here a couple weeks ago, right, detailed notes, what he's doing for these weeds, how he's going to make the grass greener, and it's specific to my lawn. That's the difference. These other lawn care companies you see out there, they go and they spray everybody with the same stuff. Natural Lawn of America is the safer, organic way for you to have fewer weeds and greener grass guaranteed. But you got to take advantage of the free seeding offer before it's too late. So call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED, 1-800-FREE-SEED, or naturallawn.com, naturallawn.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.